war in Iran is a big mistake for the world.
Netanyahu took a very wrong decision when it comes to respond to this Hamas attack.
Spain has defamed our heroes. I will not allow any country to wage a diplomatic war against us without paying an immediate price.
Ah, the Spanish. They are not behaving nicely, but they will learn.
You lost. Spain lost. You will see it very soon.
The Prime Minister of Spain called out these dirty Jews, the scum of the planet Earth. The war with Iran was a Jew war. Nothing to do with the nation, nothing to do with the American people. But hey, somehow these dirty Jews got us to war to fight their another fucking war forever ending. Because these dirty Jews wouldn't exist without America, without our tax money, without our tax money being laundered to their free healthcare, free education, free housing, interest-free loan, everything they get fucking free with our tax money. They wouldn't survive. So there's like, oh, Spain must pay because Spain didn't allow them to, you know, bomb Iran for their satanic cult. You gotta know who your enemies are. You cannot stay silent. You cannot be a fucking coward and let this Satan worship keep destroying society. God did not put you in this planet Earth to just die, be there, and sleep. All this information you have, all this evil you're seeing, you can't speak up? You are that much of a coward? Makes my blood boil. Like, where the fuck is humanity? Where the fuck are the men? Where the fuck are the military service? You guys serving foreign nation? You guys going over there to kill innocent people for the satanic cult? And you're supposed to represent America? Go fuck yourself, all you motherfuckers. You guys are betrayers of what America stands for. Speak up, kill yourself, or kill them.
If you needed any more proof that the United States and Israel are terrorists, take a look at this. That is a clip of thousands and thousands of Moroccans illegally entering a Spanish enclave on the northern tip of Morocco. And if you're wondering, what does the United States or Israel have to do with this? As usual, everything. Spain is the only country that has publicly declined to help the United States and Israel commit their genocide in Palestine. So in the last year, Israel has been openly threatening Spain that they will have to face consequences for not supporting Israel. And assholes from the United States, like Marco Rubio, have been saying it for the last few months that Morocco should send migrants to Spain. That Morocco should invade and take over the Spanish enclave like they are doing just now. The Moroccan border with the Spanish enclave is maintained by the Moroccans. And yesterday, for some unknown reason, magically the border was open. And thousands of people just rushed across the border. Now, we all knew that Israel and the United States are assholes. But it's disappointing to see Morocco using its own people as weapons, as pawns in this manufactured migration crisis. Oh, one more thing. This might be irrelevant, but Morocco is also a signatory to the Abraham Accords.
Do you know who's really behind the invasion of Spain? Turns out Netanyahu and his son have been planning this invasion for years. It is not a coincidence that on the same day Spain expelled the Jews in 1492 is the same time frame that this invasion occurs. The reality is this is all by design, not only to destroy Europe, but to usher in 15-minute cities and digital IDs. You have to create the crisis. As we've talked about before, guys, we have to learn their tactics. This is another example of the Hegelian dialect, just like they did with COVID. They give you the problem, they see everybody's reaction. Oh my God, we need a vaccine. Oh, here's the solution. We already had it for you, and it turns out it was actually worse than the initial problem. This is a part of the Kalergi plan. Even their rabbis say, for their Jewish Messiah to appear, all of Europe and Christianity must totally be destroyed. And they use radical Islam as the broom to sweep out Christianity. This is what happens all around the world. The left-right paradigm is the illusion of a choice. Right-wing Jews push wars that displace Muslims from their countries. Left-wing Jews promote open border policies that allow those Muslim hordes to come in. This all allows Israel to become a dominant world power, subsequently while we all get weaker and they get stronger. Now look, you already have clowns coming out here and telling you the reason why you need to vote Republican is so that this won't happen. Like I said, they're two wings of the same bird. They displace these Muslims here while the left-wing, quote, Democrats open the doors for them. Remember, they all serve the same master. Are we awake yet? Spain has officially fallen. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants, all military-aged men, are flooding the country right now. If you don't think this is all by design, then you haven't heard of the Kalergi Plan. Check this out.
That the Jews want to exterminate the European race. Richard Guttenhove Kalergi, who is the father of the European Union and who was funded by the Jewish bankers Rothschild and Warburg. Now, this man wrote a book called Praktischer Idealismus in 1925, in which he stated that the Jews are a master race and that the Jews can only assume the throne of rule over the world by weakening the European race, and that the means to weakening the European race would be to dissolve all the European nations, destroy all their cultural heritage and their national traditions, and replace that with the European Union, and then to invite in Africans, Middle Easterners, and Asians to dilute the blood of Europeans through miscegenation to the point where they became a degenerate mixed race. And then at that point, these people would no longer have any sense of nationhood, and the ancient Jewish messianic prophecies of world rule out of Jerusalem, with Jews maintaining their nationhood and their national status, it would fulfill the Jewish messianic prophecies that the Jews could then rule the world. And this was completely in line with what Nicolai had written in 1917 and has manifested itself recently with the invasion of immigrants from Africa, from the Middle East, and from Asia into Europe, America, and Australia. And they are deliberately setting about to genocide the white race and destroy all sense of nationhood and of national heritage.
Ceuta, Spain is already being burned down after the Zionist-backed migrant invasion, where over 60,000 military-aged men took to the streets. Zionist puppets like Trump are already weaponizing this event. That's how you know it's planned, guys.
We're not in office. Our country will be invaded at levels that made Spain look small time.
They're not even hiding their support at this point. They're literally congratulating Moroccans for doing this. If you'll notice, the Moroccan flag also has the Star of David, aka the Pentagram. There's a reason why they're doing this on July 31st as well. It's because Spain kicked out the last Jew on July 31st in 1492. Honest, this is another big distraction from the fact that we're still merging militaries with Israel. No one's been arrested for Epstein, and Fauci still gets his pardon.
He was pardoned by Biden. And I respect that.
As I've said before, guys, the merging of U.S. and Israeli militaries is just further proof that pedophiles still run the show. If you like dead pedophiles because they can't reoffend and you like supporting veterans, think about clicking the link in the description for Squad 6 Apparel. We're about giving 50% to veterans and exposing the Epstein-class billionaires. Are we awake yet?